It's interesting that the most common choice for the dioxin practice is fulvestrant. With the researchers, it seems like it's split between tamoxifen and fulvestrant. And there was just a major clinical research trial, the so-called EFFECT study, that was just reported in December at San Antonio, that addressed exactly this very common situation, the woman who's developing progressive disease on a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor. Can you talk sort of broadly about what the EFFECT trial looked at and what it found?
Sure. So the EFFECT trial was a trial that was performed in women who had progression of disease on anastrozole or letrozole, and the women were then randomized to a treatment with either fulvestrant or exemestane, the steroidal aromatase inhibitor. And the short version of the results are that the rate of response was almost identical, freedom from progression almost identical. There was a slight advantage favoring fulvestrant, perhaps, in the duration of response. So if a woman did experience a response, there might be a slight prolongation of her duration of response. But even that difference was quite modest.
But that has been something that's been seen in other studies of fulvestrant.
It has been seen in other studies. There was a study looking at women who had been treated with tamoxifen, postmenopausal women, and then they were randomized to fulvestrant versus anastrozole. And again, rates of response, time to progression, and overall survival were very, very similar. There was, again, though, a slight prolongation of duration of response that favored the fulvestrant.
Now, another thing that was interesting in that EFFECT trial is that you utilize a so-called loading dose to try to get the blood level up quicker, giving it initially and then after 2 weeks and 2 weeks later an increased dose. What are your thoughts about that strategy in a non-protocol setting? What's the rationale for it?
Well, there have been pharmacokinetic studies done looking at blood levels of fulvestrant. And what is seen is that if you use the classic 250 milligram injection monthly, it takes several months for the blood levels of fulvestrant to get to optimal levels. If you use a loading strategy, you can get there in about a month. And there have been no, you know, randomized comparisons of the loading strategy versus not. But it certainly makes biological sense that a loading strategy would be optimal. There are several different loading strategies that have been used, 500 milligrams on day 1, 250 on day 15, and 250 on day 29, and then 250 milligrams on a monthly basis. Others have used 250 every 2 weeks for three treatments and then converted to the monthly injections. A number of different options available, but it does look like a loading dose gets you to effective blood levels of drug much faster.
And we've been tracking this in our patterns of care studies for several years and seen a steady increase in the use of a loading dose. Right now, more than 3/4 of the investigators use a loading dose and about half of the docs. What do you do?
I use a loading dose in essentially all of my patients. The one situation in which I may hesitate a little bit is if I get into reimbursement difficulties. The FDA-approved label has the monthly injection. It does not incorporate a loading dose. And so it occasionally is difficult or it requires a negotiation with the insurance company.